There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 3rd of December 2009. For all the newcomers out there, I advise you to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and scroll down, you'll see all the other sites I have up there. Bookmark them for future use because when the big sites go down, that means you can always pull up the latest shows from one of the other sites. And these are the only sites I have up. Anything outside of the ones I'm going to mention are not mine. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. That's J-E-N-K-N-E-S-S.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watts, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watts, sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site. Has all the same audios for download as the rest, but it's the addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given, a lot of the shows, for download and print up. And these are written in the various languages of Europe. And always I tell the people that you bring me to you. You are the listeners. No one supports me here. I'm not backed by any particular political organization or foundation. I'm not selling big products for any particular reason. The only things I have for sale are on the website. That's the books I've written and the CDs and DVDs I've made. So it's up to you to purchase them or keep me going by donating to me. Very important. And I have to keep reminding people because it's always the same people who do it over and over again. And some of them drop out too because they come on hard times, like so many people are going through hard times right now, losing jobs across the US and Canada and elsewhere. And it's up to the newcomers to do their bit as well. Because believe you me, nothing really is free. Anything that's really free has an alternate agenda. It's like television. All the ads on TV are the main reason that the shows are on, that you're enjoying. And it's meant to sell stuff, sell products. The ads on this show go directly from the advertisers to RBN station to broadcast this talk. And it pays for their staff and their equipment and their airtime and their engineers and so on. And that's how things work. But it also means that you have to support me as well and keep me going. And you can do it by, as I say, buying that which I have for sale or donating. And personal check is good from the U.S. to Canada and within Canada. You can also use international postal money orders from the U.S. to Canada. Get them at your post office. It's got to be international and you ask for that. And you can also use Western Union or MoneyGram, and some people send cash. Same outside the Americas, MoneyGram, Western Union, or cash, or PayPal. It's up to you. And you can also order the books I have or the discs I have with PayPal as well. Just send me a separate email along with the PayPal order. And for those who get the disc burned and passed to them, and lots of people do at meetings, they don't use computers, they play them on their CD players, you get in touch with me at Alan Watts, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P-3-E-4. N1. And now that that's out the way, the only complaint I have, as always, is with ExploreNet for those who are thinking of getting high speed and fall for their advertising. Believe you me, once you've signed up and you're locked in with them, they start cutting back your speed like crazy, and they'll never admit to it. They'll have you getting your satellite stuff inspected at big bucks over and over before they'll admit you're on a lock. Be back with more after this break.
Yeah. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I wonder how many people have noticed that with all the hype about global warming and all the supposed solutions that are being bombarded upon the people, of course people will always pay, that the whole flu thing has died down. We're supposed to all be getting cordoned off for quarantine and pandemics breaking out all over the place, and people dying and mass burials. And it's amazing that after all the deals were struck with governments across the world, at the behest of the WHO, the United Nations, it's amazing once all the deals were signed and 5 and 6 year orders came in from the big pharma companies and they're signed and sealed and delivered basically, it's all kind of faded away, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that absolutely amazing? And yet the same technique is being used by the special interest groups to do with global warming. Hype, hype, terrify the public. It's a matter of life and death or complete extinction of the species if they don't sign this treaty. Or that's it. You know, it's all over if we don't. I can remember, 6 months ago, Prince Charles came out and said, if we don't do something within 3 months, it's all over. And then someone followed it up a few months back, same sort of stuff. And we're getting the same hype now. It's at all these groups that have worked for years and got paid to work for years on the global warming scam. And we also have big business on board with it too, the very big business, because apparently this trading in carbon is going to be bringing more in the stock market, trading all this carbon nonsense, this abstract nothingness. It's going to be more, twice as much, in fact, as the oil industry. This is what they speculate. At least that's what the propaganda they're giving out right now. So big business is on board with the greening agenda, or the greenies, and the scientists who have been well paid to fudge all their statistics to create the global warming graphs and so on. So it's pretty well going to be a done deal because governments will not backtrack on it now. In fact, they're going to ignore the exposés of the scandal that's broken out and everyone else knows about because so much money, big business, and a whole world agenda is riding on the outcome of this. It's like World War One. World War One, they found that the German Kaiser had ordered massive railway expansions for an upcoming war, should one happen. And when the Archduke Ferdinand was killed by a terrorist, it was decided to go to war, but it wasn't fully committed to, except for the fact that everything, all the train schedules were already rescheduled to carry troops. And so they couldn't go back on it. That's the excuse we're given in history. They couldn't go back and say, no, we won't have the war, because they had all this stuff ready to go to war, and they couldn't go back since it was all ready to go. It's the same with the global warming thing. For years, they've been planning this whole new economy, a planned society is to come out of it, a whole new way of living, not just stuck at the one place. They always incrementally change it. They know exactly how to take you where they want you to go by increments. But once they get this deal signed, it'll go all the way to rationing and then all the way to eventually who can breed, who will not breed, and then world service. You'll be born to serve the world states. And that's no speculation, because I've read the books by the big boys from over 100 years ago. Some of them were talking about this very thing. H.G. Wells wrote about the birth of the League of Nations, which became the United Nations, and he said, at last, we've got what we wanted. Now we can bypass governments and use bureaucracies of governments to communicate with each other on the same agendas, and the politicians wouldn't even be involved. That was about 1920. So they've always had it as their goal to bring in this utopia. And Wells, again, wrote the book A Modern Utopia on behalf of his mentors and his masters, because he was a propagandist for the group that planned literally the whole of the 20th century into the 21st century. A group that started off with bankers, world lenders, not just bankers, but world lenders, who also were taking over the resources of the planet with Cecil Rhodes and Lord Rothschild, and then merged with Lord Milner, who also was an international banker, and all the top ones that came on board were international bankers and their sons. That became the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is a private organization. But, again, they're given a royal charter by the crown, this strange democratic crown idea that Britain has, and they formed a Council on Foreign Relations for America, for the U.S. And here they go. They've got almost what they want, because, you see, under this new deal, and it is a new deal of a new way of living, with us, of course, being the victims, we're also the cause, apparently, of all the pollution. Everyone, they say, is responsible for it. We're all in it together. You're all responsible for it. What's amazing, these big corporations are going to profit to such a fantastic, unbelievable, never dreamed of before extent, as they will, of this. And governments are throwing billions at them to start up all their different companies, their greening companies, and the whole carbon trading business. They've already got the banks settled. They'll deal with the transfer and holding of all these carbon credits. And, of course, that's the Rothschild Bank in Switzerland, their private one. So nothing really changes. The plan goes on. There's many different interest groups. And then, of course, there's all the fearful people at the bottom that go hysterical because they believe every panic that's given to them. And they aid it on. They demand from government, they scream to government, help us, save us. and they become radical and dangerous as well. But of course, that's what the big boys want. That's what they want. They always depend on the fringe group that become petrified because the panic creation is working. And then they start doing crazy things, which get in the newspaper. And that also aids their plan as well. And here's how it's presented in the Mail Online. It's quite interesting to do with the Professor Jones, who's only one of them at the peak of this. Remember, the whole global warming scam started off with one paper. Then eventually another one followed it, so two papers altogether. Everything was built on these two papers. The whole theory is like building a religion, which it is, on two papers that became like the laws of Moses for all the other scientists in the field. And they all jumped on board when it became popular amongst governments. And by the way, that was spread by Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher was the first politician to use, and they always get something to use. It's like a pop star. What's your gimmick? What's your shtick, as they say? They give you some sort of gimmick so you recognize it's always you. And with politicians, they do the same thing. Thatcher had nothing of note in her past when she came to power or was put in. And she had a BSc. She had a Bachelor of Science in chemistry. She had businesses related with chemistry. She came out with the first diet ice creams. What they did was they aerosolized the ice cream, whipped it up, and injected all these air bubbles. And so for the same price, you got half as much ice cream, but blown up to look the same size as the old stuff. And it was full of air bubbles. And she was given a great award for that by the business community, this idea. That's not bad, eh? So you're getting twice the profit for basically half as much ice cream. But because of this scientific background she had in chemistry, this is, well, let's find something to do with science. Because science, you can convince people of anything by using science. And she was given the task, and it was another lord that came up with the idea, why not global warming? That was already dreamed up, you see, by the Club of Rome. So, but she jumped on that and was the first one to push it. And every meeting she went to, she always brought that into it and got it made popular amongst politicians across the world. And she was the first one to put funding into research to do with it. But anyway, the Mail Online says, Professor in climate change scandal helps police with inquiries while researchers call for him to be banned. This is Jones. And it's December the 3rd. It says, the scientist at the heart of the climate change email scandal was today interviewed by police about the scandal. Two plainclothes officers arrived in an unmarked car, blah, 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 took him to a police headquarters. And then it says later, sources said the interview concerned the theft of the emails from the university and alleged death threats since the contents of the emails were released, adding he was being treated as a victim of crime. A victim. This con artist is a victim of crime rather than a suspect in any criminal investigation. This is a guy who took over £30.7 million in grants and wants to change the whole world so that scientists can rule it and we'll all obey. So he's a victim, this con man. He and many more like him, by the way. So there you go. These guys are victims in crime. Quite amazing. Quite amazing. And there's another article, too, from the Mail Online, and it says here, don't hold your breath expecting climate change data to be revealed. This is all the data that they're supposed to get. This is December the 2nd by Mike Thornhill. I've been following the hacked email story, the climate change storm, since it first broke. Those of us who follow websites like Climate Audit, that's a good website, and other science-oriented sites, were not surprised. People who do, although they had no proof until now, knew something of the sort had to be going on. They knew their freedom of information requests were being blocked at every turn. When you get that, you've got a mandate and you've got a con going on. Because scientists are supposed to release their information so it can be verified by other scientists. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix reading an article from Mail Online to do with the supposed upcoming presentation of the original data, supposedly, that the global warming stuff was based on. But he says, this journalist says, don't hold your breath. And he's talking about the other groups that tried to get this data before and were blocked, like climate audit and other science-oriented sites. He says people who do, although they have no proof until now, knew something of this sort had to be going on, meaning scamming. He says they knew their freedom of information requests were being blocked at every turn. They knew they found it exceedingly difficult to get anything published in academic journals. See, that was an amazing, amazing power. Came from on high at some position to tell academic journals, don't publish anything that's contrary to the warming agenda. And it had already proved over and over that there were errors with data selection and methods in publications by University of East Anglia scientists and their colleagues. And that's the main one that all the other scientists across the world were basing their data on, from them. Steve McIntyre, who edits Climate Audit, together with his colleague Ross McKittrick, was responsible for almost single-handedly demolishing the science behind the so-called hockey stick temperature graph, which became such an icon for the global warming catastrophe movement. He has been requesting information from the University of East Anglia for years without success. For years. And what sounds like a turn for the good, it seems to be a victory. It seems to be a victory for increased transparency. the university has now agreed to publish its raw temperature data. Now, they already said that they'd lost it or when they changed from some accommodations or something. They'd lost it all or wiped it out to get more computer space, yada, yada, yada. But now they've said, oh, they will present it. So I guess they've found it again. This sounds great, but take notice of the qualification to this statement, namely that this will only be after they have received agreement from their associates in other countries who have provided data under restrictive agreements. Unfortunately, this has been the major argument used by the University of East Anglia to deny McIntyre and others freedom of information and other requests in the past. So they're using the same stunt again. It's the same stunt as saying, well, we can't tell you the truth for reasons of national security, but the military does all the time, and the politicians do. So the guy says, don't hold your breath waiting for the data to come forth. He says, some countries may refuse permission due to the economic value of the data. That's what they're getting told. So when the hubbub dies down, will they fall back on this excuse again? I don't think McIntyre will be holding his breath waiting for the data. The mentality amongst these scientists, which has led to the circling of the wagons, is so self-defeating. They complain that all these information requests are very time-consuming and that skeptics just want to find fault with their work. Then they say if they published their data and methods in the first place, people would have no need to make these requests. Skeptics do want to find fault. That much is true. That is how science is supposed to work. Each new theory or development only stands up as long as it withstands rigorous testing. So blocking access to data only achieves a slowing down of much-needed progress in climate science. And it goes on and on and on. But, don't hold your breath, basically, because there's too much at stake here. It's not just the scientists. They were obviously taking orders from someone in a higher authority. And as I say, too, you have all these multinational, massive, big businesses all looking forward to all the, and they've already got lots of grants from governments already, but looking forward to the billions that will get doled out to them to go ahead and twaddle it down the sink, basically, as they pretend to look for alternatives to fossil fuel. And another good article, too, is from Global Research, November the 30th, 2009. And it says more than 15,000 people will be gathering in Copenhagen for COP15, the 15th conference of the parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC. I love all these abbreviations, the UNFCCC. This one article alone has a whole bunch of different these alphabet soup agencies. But that's also to confuse the public. You give up generally halfway through something. Official delegations from 192 nations will mingle with representatives of major multinational corporations, including Royal Dutch Shell, British Petroleum. Representatives of environmental and civil society organizations will also be in attendance. There's links here to even more on who's attending, all the big corporations. Heads of state and heads of government are slated to be in appearance in the later part of the summit events. It says it's worth noting that the key decisions and orientations on COP15 had already been wrapped up at the World Business Summit on Climate Change. See, they're having World Business Summits, the big international boys, held in May in Copenhagen, 6 months ahead of COP15. Already done. So this World Business Summit on Climate Change brought together some of the world's most prominent business executives and world leaders, including Al Gore, who's already made a fortune off the carbon trading, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The World Business Summit on Climate Change includes a webcast, which is the link for that's on here too. The results of these high-level consultations were forwarded to the Danish government as well as to the governments of participating member states. A so-called summary report for policymakers was drafted by PricewaterhouseCoopers, LLP, on behalf of the corporate executives participating in the events. Back with more on the bigwigs who are making millions off something that's still to go through after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, reading an article to do with global warming again, called Fixing the Climate Data Around the Policy. And it's by Michael Chusadovsky. But it's interesting, too, to see the big power players that are attending this Copenhagen meeting, all the big business boys, and how they've had meetings before, world business summits on climate change. And really, basically, come down to the grass, the basic brass knuckles, as I say, as to who's going to divvy up what part of all the money is going to get thrown at them by governments. And, of course, I'm sure it's how much kickbacks or give to governments as well, because that happens. That's a real world we live in. That's how it really works. It says here, the underlying ambition of the summit was to address the twin challenges of climate change and the economic crisis. Participants at the summit considered how these risks can be turned into opportunity. Boy, they're all using that, aren't they? They turn every crisis into opportunity if business and governments work together. Isn't fascism wonderful? And what policies, incentives, and investments will most effectively stimulate low-carbon growth? All the links, again, in detail are on this particular site. Says the agenda of the Copenhagen Climate Summit from the 7th to the 18th of December is upheld both by the governments, the business executives, and the non-governmental organization community. You know, all those Soviet boys that work for the foundations that are owned by the international bankers. This is so as one of the most significant gatherings in history. It's been called the most complex and vital agreement the world has ever seen. And I'm not kidding, it's true. CO2 emissions are heralded as the single and most important threat to the future of humanity. It's amazing they came up with global warming, and so I call it climate change, now we're at CO2. The focus of the summit is on strictly environmental issues, no mention of the word war, that is, the US-NATO-led war and its devastating environmental consequences. No mention of the preemptive use of nuclear weapons as an instrument of peacemaking. No mention as part of an environmental debate of the radioactive fallout resulting from the Pentagon's humanitarian nuclear bombs. Tactical nuclear weapons, according to scientific opinion commissioned by the Pentagon, are safe for the surrounding civilian population. I guess that's why the think tank for NATO, and that's in my archives part of the website, when they came out with that 90-page report of the future, they said they'd be using basically tactical field nuclear weapons, neutron bombs on big flash mobs in the upcoming riots and food riots they'd be expecting to happen from 2010 onwards. I just want to say here, no mention of the weather warfare or environmental modification techniques called ENMOD and climatic warfare. No mention of the debate on climate change of the U.S. Air Force 2025 project entitled Owning the Weather for Military Use. And so the links to all that here as well from the Air Force. They're already doing it. They have been for years. And I've seen the spraying going on. This is above all the cons that these other scientists were doing at the bottom level, convincing us of global warming. They've actually been altering the atmosphere for quite some time and altering the weather. Despite a vast body of scientific knowledge, the issue of deliberate climatic manipulations for military use is no longer part of the UN agenda on climate change. I'd have suddenly forgot about that, even though all the governments, and I think it was 1978, signed a treaty at the United Nations not to use weather warfare on each other. And they admitted in it what they could do then. They could cause tidal waves, tsunamis, they could cause earthquakes, they could create tornadoes and hurricanes and floods or droughts. That was 1978. You don't sign these treaties unless you could already do it with the HAARP technology and the spraying in the skies. They'd already tested it out. So it says it was, however, part of the agenda of the 1992 Rio Air Summit. See Michael Chizodowski, Environmental Warfare and Climate Change, Global Research, 27th November 2005. See also Chizodowski, Weather Warfare, Beware the U.S. Military's Experiments with Climatic Warfare, The Ecologist, December 2007. CO2 is the logo which describes the worldwide crisis. No other variable is contemplated. Moreover, no meaningful anti-pollution clean air policy directed against CO2 emissions can be formulated as an objective in its own right because the reduction of CO2 emissions is subordinate to the global warming consensus. The words poverty and unemployment and disease resulting from a global economic depression are not a matter of emphasis because authoritative financial sources state unequivocally the economic recession is over. And that's what they're telling us. As folk are going under all, they're still losing their homes. They're telling us the economic recession is over. And the war in the Middle East and Central Asia is not a war but a humanitarian operation directed against terrorists and rogue states. The real crisis, the Copenhagen summit, not only serves powerful corporate interests which have a stake in the global multi-billion dollar carbon trading scheme, it also serves to divert public attention from the devastation resulting from the real crisis underlying the process of economic globalization and a profit-driven war without borders, which the Pentagon calls the Long War. And it's, remember, this is I read the article too from the military, from their own magazine. It's called Perpetual War. We are at the crossroads of the most serious crisis in modern history. War and economic depression constitute the real crisis, yet both the governments and the media have focused their attention on the environmental devastation resulting from CO2 emissions, which is upheld as the greatest threat to humanity. Then it goes on to the multi-billion dollar carbon trading system. It's a multi-billion money-making bonanza for the financial establishment. The stakes are extremely high, and the various lobby groups on the behalf of Wall Street have already positioned themselves. According to a recent report, the carbon market could become double the size of the vast oil market. At least in the oil market, they had real oil that was getting traded. This is just nothing. Nothing. So according to the new breed of city players who trade greenhouse gas emissions through the EU's emissions trading scheme, what a con, eh? The speed of it's like saying, how do you make a fishing net? Well, you pick up holes and you tie them together. Because this is crazy as this. The speed of that growth will depend on whether the Copenhagen summit gives a go-ahead for a low-carbon economy. But Ager says, whatever happens, schemes such as the ETS will expand around the globe. So, and that was in Article 2 in The Guardian, carbon trading could be worth twice that of oil in the next decade. That was The Guardian, 20th of November, 2009. Now I've got Terry from Calgary hanging on the phone here, so I'll take Terry. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I am, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad.
Oh, good. Nice to talk to you. Alan, I don't like to call too much because I like to try to think for myself before I can come up with the answer, but I'm a little stymied on this one. I was listening to Lord Monckton, and it reminded me of Sir James Goldsmith as well, who came out and spoke against the GATT treaty in the 94, I think it was.
Yep.
And the question that keeps going through my mind is this. You've got Sir James Goldsmith and Lord Monckton, mm-hmm. who Sir James Goldsmith was a billionaire.
Yep.
And Lord Monckton, I'm sure, is very wealthy as well, and they're both part of the elite.
Mm-hmm.
Why have they turned a leaf, in your opinion, and decided against their consciousness that they should come out and say something?
We'll never understand the level of machinations that these guys live in. It's way above us, way above us. These guys were brought up not just with silver spoons, but with gold spoons in their mouth. They all attended the best boarding schools that the English upper class could offer. They're all guaranteed positions. They went through the best universities too, but guaranteed positions in business. And Sir James Goldsmith was known as a corporate raider. He was one of the corporate raiders who literally were going in during the junk bond scandals, and they were buying companies up, buying the shares of a company, firing the previous owner who had less shares and so on, and taking them over, stripping them to the bone, and then selling them off again and saying they were efficient. Of course, they all collapsed like a deck of cards behind them. But this went on, and Sir James Goldsmith was one of them. He also was one of the guys who was highly competitive on behalf of Britain and his friends in the oil industry. And these guys, as we know, were involved with the setting up of wars and all the rest of it for oil. So we'll never know why, really, Goldsmith came out. But yeah, they've got great oratory skills. That they're given this at the schools they attend. They're given a big vocabulary, which the ordinary people never even use, never even get a chance to use, never mind learn. And they're also taught debating and the art of speaking. So they can present their facts very, very well. Monckton as well, with Thatcher, as I mentioned before, Thatcher was given her shtick, which they thought, well, she's got a degree in science. Let's use that, because another lord says, well, if you other politicians, if they have no understanding of science, you can confuse them with any issue by using scientific terminology. They just go along with you and accept what you're saying. So she became the champion at that time for global warming, which hadn't been heard by other people before. And every meeting she went to for the EU and the UN or wherever, she'd always bring up that topic, even though it wasn't the topic under discussion. So it's odd that Monckton, who again was a science advisor during Thatcher's era, seemed to have gone along with it then, but now he's come out under as in the opposition. We'll never understand, really, at that level, what really goes on. It's out of our league, you understand.
My thoughts are, I think, to Carol Quigley, he says, we will always provide you with the opposition.
Well, they do. They always do. And some odd legality. of, again, going through, it's like the presentation of a Perry Mason show. The accused and the defendant and the prosecutor. And so it's a game in law. Law is a game the same way. But things are presented to the public in a legalistic fashion. And future historians can then say, well, the public were told about this, but they went along with it, so they must have accepted it and really wanted it. So that it's a benefit for historians. Children can look back and say, well, I guess it was a good thing because everybody went along, nobody complained.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ellen, listen, I'm a little late on my donations. You know, I like to give you a monthly donation, and they're coming in the mail.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'll let you continue on your great talks.
I appreciate that very, very much.
Good day, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, we live at a lower level of reality. We never know what's going on. And we're kept in naivete, really, at the bottom level. And that's the media's job, too, is to keep us down and dumb, or else to motivate us to go along with some crisis and get shots for inoculations or whatever. That's what the media is for. The media is the middle man. They peddle the agenda to the public at the bottom. But we'll never know how it goes on at the top. But people who really think that governments are there to serve them are the most naive of all peoples. Governments are full of businessmen and psychopaths who are attracted into the big honeypots. All big projects today require grants from governments to get on the go. Whether it's creation of roads or whatever, it's all government money. And therefore, these guys always get kickbacks for every grant they hand out there. That's standard procedure. They have shares in all the companies that get the contracts as well. They say, well, we're not involved when we're in politics with our shares. We don't know what's happening with them. It's in the hands of our lawyers. That's what they generally say. They know darn well what's going on. It's as corrupt as can be, but it's always been that way. Always been that way. And I can't see why it would change. Another article I was reading today, too, was to do with the U.S. Contractors. There's actually two contractors working in Afghanistan and Iraq, and two of same employees, enemy of contractors, for every soldier that's there. Everything to do with running the U.S. military is contracted out. And it's a money pit where no one's taking accounts of the billions that's getting pumped into it. No one's keeping the books. They actually said they lost 20-odd billion bucks or something, and the Pentagon refuses to see even an inquiry into where it went. The scandals are horrific. Horrific. And as long as people are profiting at this kind of level, with billions of dollars off it, they'll keep wars going as long as they can. It's quite simple. Quite simple. But here's another aspect of it, too, and it falls right in line with Sir Crispin Tickle, a guy, as I say, who's not very funny at all. But he's one of the heads of the Optimum Population Trust. Again, another upper-class guy who admits it, so that they're all upper-class whiteys, he says, in his group. But they're eugenicists. They believe the right of the fittest to survive, and of course they think they are because they have the most of the goodies, of the shares of the planet. And here's an article here to do with how eugenics ties in with global warming. The BBC had this out on the 3rd of December. Meeting the demand for family planning in poor nations. Now, when they say family planning, they also mean abortions and sterilizations. That's generally what they mean. This is a cheap and effective way to cut CO2 emissions, a new website initiative claims. The UK-based Optimum Population Trust, that's another sir who will shortly be made a lord, and he's an advisor on the board of the British government, says fast-rising population levels lead to growing emissions. See, so we all are, you know, taking away their air, you see, for the wealthy. We're using up their, all those useless eaters are just swallowing up their air that they should be using. The website is urging wealthy people, listen to this one, the website is urging wealthy people to offset their own CO2 emissions by funding contraception programs. It says taking such action is better value than spending money on wind turbines, solar power, or hybrid cars. Critics would argue that analysis is too simplistic, a BBC correspondent says. The BBC's environment analyst Roger Harabin says they could contend that reducing the numbers of people born in the US would make a big difference in achieving reductions in CO2 levels. Our correspondent added that carbon emissions from people in most of sub-Saharan Africa are so low that they can barely be counted. Now, you can't count the emissions. You see, that even that's all misleading. What they're counting is energy usage, and then they convert it, supposedly, into emissions. Even that's a con. According to the Optimum Population Trust, every £4 with $8 spent on family planning saves one ton of CO2. Like, how could they, you know... Oh, the conology is at work, eh? Conology. To the maximum. For an agenda. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. This other article is called Climate Gate. It's all unraveling now from the Telegraph, December the 2nd, 2009, by James Dellingpole. It says, Australia's Senate rejects emissions trading scheme for a second time. Expect to see a lot more of this. Politicians starting to become aware of their party's position on the anthropomorphic global warming is completely out of kilter with the public mood and economic reality. Kevin Rudd's emissions trading scheme for Australia, what Andrew Bolt calls $114 billion green tax, that's what it cost Australia, if they'd gone through with it, on everything, would have wreaked havoc on the coal-dependent Australian economy. That's why several opposition Liberal front benchers resigned rather than vote with the government on ETS. Why Liberal leader Malcolm Turnbull lost his job and why the Senate voted down the ETS. Denmark caught fiddling their carbon credits. It says carbon trading is the emperor's new clothes of international finance. Apparently they were caught at it. It was invented by none other than Ken Lay, who's Enron. This is the guy who came up with the idea, right, for the carbon credits. Ken Lay from Enron, well, we know what honest guys those guys were, right, would currently be one of the prime beneficiaries in the global alternative energy market if it hadn't been shown to be nearly as fraudulent as the current AGW scam. Is a license to fleece, cheat and rob still jolly embarrassing for the Danes to get caught red-handed, what with their hosting a conference shortly in which the world's leaders will try straight-faced to persuade us that carbon emissions trading is the only viable way of defeating man-bear-pig. Hats off to the Daily Express, the first British newspaper to make the AGW scam its front page story. Yep, and it's all quite true. All quite true. But, you know, what will come out of this too will either be, they might play it down now, see, but we're not going to tax you all directly yet in Copenhagen. They might say, well, yeah, because of the scandal, we're going to lessen it and just put a flat tax of energy use on everything that's produced from carrots to whatever. As long as the UN gets it, that's they've achieved their goal regardless. Then with the next one next year or next summer at Copenhagen, they'll amend it to go further. That's what they always do. There's too much money riding on all this for the big boys. Too much money. And they want to also have control over the whole world and everybody in it. It's a beautiful way to regulate society. But to regulate you with an iron fist and you've all to become poor in the process by giving us more and more taxes to save the planet, to save you all. That's really what they're saying here. It's amazing how the boys at the top will become, the ones that are already billionaires will become trillionaires after a few years as they reap the harvest of the con, the carbon con. And already, of course, they've gone ahead with things. The Mail Online is making a big deal about some smart meters going in because the government's passed a law there. Well, the smart meters for your electricity was already discussed by Maurice Strong all back in the 80s when they put him at the head of Ontario Hydro, brought him from the United Nations. And he said we're going to cut all the power down in the future for the ordinary people. And he says people will pay for all energy and taxes and so on. It was all planned at the Rio Summit and long before in 92. Long, long before that. Well, from Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.